broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets, I will always protect our great warfighters. He's ordered that a sailor accused of misconduct on the battlefield, Eddie Gallagher, be allowed to retire as a Navy SEAL. Richard Spencer was fired as Navy Secretary after trying to intervene and says about the president,
I don't think he really understands the full definition of a warfighter. A warfighter is a profession of arms, and a profession of arms has standards that they have to be held to and they hold themselves to.
He was on CBS. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Spencer was fired for going around his back. A coroner in Texas says a woman attacked and killed by feral hogs bled to death. Christine Rollins was 59. She'd just shown up at a home where she worked as a caretaker for an elderly couple.
And then was probably trying to make her way to the front door when it appears that these animals must have come along.
Chambers County Sheriff Brian Hawthorne calls it unbelievably tragic. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up early.
You've got to ask yourself one question.
Are you awake?
I need some time to process that.
It's too early to be disappointed.
Can you tell me what day it is?
It's Tuesday.
And why are you here?
What do you have to tell me?
Thanksgiving's coming up and I got a lot of special stuff in the works.
Duh.
Thursday is Thanksgiving again.
Yeah, it is.
Why can't every day be Thanksgiving?
Okay, now I've had enough fun for one day.
Let's get this party started.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, because there's only 57 minutes left, and we have a conundrum and a chance to win a $10 CV Bistro gift card. How about that travel weather?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
We'll give you the headlines now. If you're going to be traveling, though, and you want to get a little bit more into the meat and potatoes, you might want to check out my morning video this morning. It's available on our weather app. It's also available on Facebook and just about every social media. Our forecast for today, calling for a warm, dry day with a high temperature in the middle 70s. There'll be a sun and cloud mix, probably more clouds than sun. Risk of showers and thunderstorms by late tonight, low 61. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms in the morning especially, and maybe towards lunchtime. And then after that, things start to dry out as the front moves into southeast Alabama. High temperature up to about 73 tomorrow. Nice on Thanksgiving, high 67. Boy, picked a bad time to do the weather. Sorry. Need some water.
Goodness.
Hey, I could run a traffic report. You need to get a drink.
If you don't mind drinking after me, there you go.
It's just a tickle.
I had that happen to me yesterday. We'll come back to Rich.
Here, I'll tell you what. In Prattville.
Yes.
Black Friday is a dry day with a high temperature up to about 73. And we should have a nice day on Friday, so if you're going to be shopping. Saturday, risk of showers during the game is small. Temperatures in the 70s. I think it'll be stormy Saturday night. In fact, we're looking at a potential, it's way out there, but a potential severe weather situation on Saturday night. Right now, this morning, nothing to cough about. It's partly cloudy. Winds out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Temperature is 50 now at 8:04. Sorry, it was just a tickle, and you know
that's the worst.
And when you're trying to talk during a tickle, it gets
worse. I don't
know
what happens. You get like this one little air bubble in there, and you can't get rid of it.
Yep, that's what it was.
I went through that the other day while I was on the phone with somebody, and you feel like such a nebbish. Anyway, it's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. We want to help somebody this morning, Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader, to him, a listing is like food or water or air, a absolute mandatory necessity in his life, because that's what makes Eddie tick. It really is. The word yenta is kind of, you know, used for matchmaker, but that's what Eddie is. He's the real estate yenta of the River Region because he's so good at matching people with houses.
Yenta.
Part of the trick to getting your house seen and sold is putting it in the hands of somebody who knows how to show it off. Boy, nobody's better than Bader. Really, when it comes to highlighting a house, displaying it on his Facebook page so people can see it, he just does an amazing job. It took like 5 minutes for him to get our last house rented out, which is great. That's exactly what we needed. Didn't want to go, you know, a long period of time without somebody in there. And when it comes to seeing, selling, if you're looking for a home. Again, talk to Eddie. Tell him what you're looking for, what you absolutely need in the home you're looking to find, and he'll match you up with it. He's that good. 322-0662, 322-0662, or go to Facebook and look up Eddie Bader, Realtor, on Facebook. 807. Conundrum coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update as we ease into the 8 o'clock hour. We still have a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Not super heavy, though. Everybody's getting along good. No accidents there. The boulevard, a few cars here and there at the red lights, but that's about it. And we have some modest traffic on Atlanta Highway into downtown. The 31s have quieted down a bit. We're kind of getting into that workday pattern of traffic. Use caution wherever you're bound this morning. We have no accidents to report at this time. Hang in there. We will keep you updated. You don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Haneville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you know where they are, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, Thanksgiving's Thursday, and I can already smell the cornbread and restraining orders. If your family's anything like mine, then you know all too well how a simple dinner can turn into an all-out brawl. Heck, I fractured my dang pelvis last year when my brother's fourth wife, Dixie Lou, and I got into a tussle over who was better at clipping coupons. I have a rule for this year, though. No acts of violence against family members. unless they really deserve it. My Thanksgiving commitment to being nice is all part of this self-help program I'm doing called probation. And take it from me, you do not want to miss Dollar Tree's Black Friday deals on menthols because you're spending the night in county because you just had to defend your title of coupon queen. And if you start to lose your cool on Thanksgiving, just remember this. Them pilgrims did not come all that way on that rickety boat just so you can stage WrestleMania 87 Family Edition in your living room. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all!
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game, fellows. The conundrum. And again, even if you have no idea what we're talking about, it's a good idea to call because we're going to have our grand prize drawing tomorrow instead of Friday. So you'll have a much better chance to win something like the Tailgate to Go package from Baumhauer's, the Clark's Club membership, and the works from Don Duncan. We have our Duncan Sun Predictathon tomorrow, too, for the Iron Bowl.
By the way, the Capitol and the White House are under lockdown right now because of an airspace violation. So just want to mention that.
That's interesting. Yeah, just,
you want me to put it back? Or throw that
yeah.
You good for Andy.
Aunt B will tell us if there's anything wrong. Well, she... I'm sorry. Did I?
Wreck, Andy?
Did I wreck your flow?
You know when you watch Aunt B walk in these shows, she looks like she's standing on a Roomba. She moves,
floats.
You know, sort of like a Roomba would. You know, just has it's graceful. It's not a criticism. God bless Aunt B, who died 30 years ago. This. Year.
She ended up being a hermit or something? Like she was a what is it?
Recluse, you know what? That's recluse. A good idea because when we have...
The future I'm aiming for?
Crap news this afternoon and nobody calling. I may look up the piece where she confesses.
She did not like... She didn't like Andy, did she?
She didn't like a lot of things. Basically, she reminds me a lot of somebody that used to work with us who just could never be happy. And she made life miserable for them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, as long as I'm complaining about the Andy Griffith Show.
Francis
Paul. All right, yeah.
Why is it that every old fart that came to Mayberry wanted to have her?
Oh. Oh, that Aunt B.
Oh, yeah. Catch. Francis Bavier. Yeah.
With her George Washington hair.
Yeah.
God rest her soul. Just wondering. It's just a thought.
It's your Aunt B moment this morning.
You ever notice that's such a common thing with sitcoms going all the way back where they have to marry off a character or create some drama about...
You know. Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, wedding bells for Aunt B? I don't think so. Not with that creep. It is 8:14, so let's do a conundrum. And again, as I said, even if you have no clue, call up and make a guess or a guttural sound and make sure you're in the grand prize drawing. Because Jay can't wait to answer 30 or 40 inconsequential phone calls.
There we go. It starts now.
All right. Here it is. People in Ohio do this more than people in any other state.
Oh, okay. I'm from Ohio. Do this more than any other state. People from Ohio.
One answer is not B.
Adorable.
It's not that.
But this is a fact. Is he calling to guess or calling to say?
He called before you asked the question, so...
Okay. 272-9228. What is it that people from Ohio do more than people in any other state? 272-9228. David, good morning.
I have no clue, but I've got a piece of Aunt B trivia.
Okay. Yes.
You know that she was one of the characters in the original movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Oh, with Klaatu, Virata, Nikto? Yeah. Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was one of the people living in the apartment house.
You're kidding me. I had no idea. And I've seen the movie before, more than once.
I've seen it like half a dozen times.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched it a couple weeks ago, and here was Aunt B sitting at the table.
You're kidding. How about
that? The guy that plays, I don't know if he's Klaatu, I don't think he's Klaatu, but he's the guy that's with the girl in the thing there. Anyway, he's in an episode of Andy Griffith.
Is he?
The monster is, or not the monster, but the creature is Gort, right?
Right.
Gort. Klaatu Varada Nikto. You must remember these words.
Yeah, say it.
Wasn't there a band called Klaatu in the...
There was, and it was connected to that line. Yes, exactly.
Sure was, absolutely. That's great.
Thank you for the tribute.
Brilliant.
Appreciate it. It is 60 minutes after 8 again. What is it that people in Ohio do more than people in any other state? Chris.
Hey.
First letter of your last name.
Is it Go to Space?
Go to Space.
Good guess. Very creative.
Very nice.
Not the answer we need, but thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Sonia.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to guess cuss.
You
think
us people from Ohio,
you know Rich is from Ohio.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Oh.
Damn it.
just getting rich.
Is it true?
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Yeah. Is that right?
It is correct.
Oh, my gosh. I have friends from Ohio, and they cuss all the time.
Yeah, well, you know.
Why is that? Why are people from Ohio cantankerous?
Not necessarily Ohio, but much more in the north than the south. It's part of every sentence.
Yes.
You know, but I went to Cleveland, and the people in Cleveland were so nice.
Oh, yeah.
They really were.
They're nice. They just use that language
and
more.
They don't really recognize it, that it's wrong, until you get to the South, then you realize, oh, my gosh, yeah.
That's right.
You just cannot talk like that. You just can't.
Well, thank y'all so much.
So you want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
All right.
Jay, Sonia's on the line. Let me say hi to... Is this Jackson? Jackson, we got a winner, but thank you for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Give us a sneak preview of the Seafood Bistro.
Oh. I'd be happy to give you a sneak preview of the Seafood Bistro. They're located just down the street here. 1651 Perry Hill Road, and you can call them at 279-7500, but they don't open until 11 o'clock today, and pretty much every day, with the exception of Thanksgiving, of course. But they've got fantastic appetizers to try from. Get the fried cheese curds are just, oh, God. The fried green tomatoes are, oh, God. But if you want to go for something, if it's your first time there, I would always suggest you can't go wrong with the shrimp po' boy. It is a massive amount of shrimp. It'll be two meals just from all the shrimp that falls out of the po' boy.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
If you want it with just a tiny bit of a kick, that signature sauce that they've got at Seafood Bistro is the dragon style. Get it done that way.
Yep.
And it is just fantastic. There are so many great things I could say about the Seafood Bistro, but I only have 60 seconds. So what you need to do is go to the website, theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see the entire menu right there. You can order from there as well as if you'd like. You can also use one of the delivery apps to have it delivered to your door, either home, office, either or. It doesn't matter. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, a very hungry Sonia is waiting for you on line three, and then we'll be back with Stupid News.
Skywatch traffic with your latest update as we ease into the 8 o'clock hour. We still have a good bit of traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Not super heavy, though. Everybody's getting along good. No accidents there. The boulevard, a few cars here and there at the red lights, but that's about it. And we have some modest traffic on Atlanta Highway into downtown. The 31s have quieted down a bit. We're kind of getting into that workday pattern of traffic. Use caution wherever you're bound this morning. We have no accidents to report at this time. Hang in there. We will keep you updated. You don't have to fight your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm stuffing the turkey.
Stuffing the turkey? I was the biggest turkey they had at Wilson Farms. 26 pounds.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble, gobble.
Happy gobble, gobble, y'all.
Well, it's a Thanksgiving extravaganza.
Where's the cranberry sauce? Where's the pumpkin pie?
Quick, go and set your turkey free.
I'm as free as a bird now.
This is supposed to be the big finale where the turkey jumps through the ring of fire.
Oh, and the bird you cannot change. Free bird.
I went down to buy a turkey.
Yeah, a turkey that could do tricks.
Yeah, that turkey sucks.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey?
We're preparing a Thanksgiving feast.
Bring in the turkey.
You put our national bird in the oven.
And where, pray, is our beautiful trick performing turkey?
What the hell is that?
It's a turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Well, I cooked the turkey.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
All right, let's begin with our top story. I teased this last hour. According to a recent survey of workers, 73% of workers between age 23 and 38 contribute more than they can afford to workplace events like Secret Santa.
Oh.
And one in three would like them banned. No more. I don't participate, and usually don't you work in a place that gives you the option? I've never heard of anybody mandatorily
banned. They don't say you have to.
Yeah, I mean, you would if you didn't have to get up the next morning.
We leave kind of early because we have to.
Yeah.
Because this thing starts at 6:30 this year.
And quite frankly, some of the things that have come out of that have been rather alarming.
Stays at the Christmas party, Greg. What happens at the Christmas party stays at the Christmas party, Greg.
That's a Wednesday night, too, you know.
Yeah, I'll be at Baumhauer's.
A Wednesday night? No, it's a Thursday night.
Is it? It's a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday night.
The 8th. But have fun. Let's see. One in four workers overall of any age group would like to not participate in Secret Santa. And the millennial said that you factor in birthday parties, things like cake, the average millennial will spend $191 a year on office celebrations.
You're kidding.
Compared to $125 for everyone else. And 17% of them said they've also felt judged for giving a cheap gift or not chipping in enough. Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead. That just seemed like a steep number.
Here's another one of those
our survey said
things on the most annoying things house guests do.
Number five.
Be too loud.
Okay.
Number four.
Leave behind a mess when they're gone.
Yeah.
I have never had that happen with... Actually, nobody ever stays with me, so I don't know.
Number three.
Break or damage something.
Number two.
Snoop around. By the way, if you are worried about somebody snooping through your medicine chest, fill it with marbles.
It'll make a loud noise whenever they open it.
Yeah, that'll be the last time they snoop in somebody's house. I had somebody who had a friend that would come over and actually was stealing drugs.
Is that right?
But didn't want to confront them. So she filled her medicine chest with marbles, and when her friend came over to use the restroom, opened the door. The noise was unbelievable, and that's how she confronted me. Yeah. Actually heard that story at one of those special meetings.
Marbles,
yeah.
I'm not sure you buy marbles anymore at toy store.
I can go to Amazon and buy a large bag of them. Yeah.
But if you just want to, I would bet Cracker Barrel has marbles. What they used to call them, the different kinds, there was...
Oh, yeah. No, I forget. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The ones that would bust the... what were they?
Yeah,
Play marbles.
Anybody that knows their marble terminology, please give us a holler.
Any marble larger than the majority may be termed a boulder, bonker, masher, plumper, popper, shooter, thumper, smasher, bumbo.
A lot of women would call me that.
Yeah. Tonk, godfather, tom bowler, for giant, dauber, hogger, biggie, or toe breaker. Good God.
15% of families have had somebody injure themselves while carving a turkey.
Yeah.
Which is why, again, I'm going to have a real butcher carve ours to perfection. It'll be all the meat nicely stacked and arranged.
A couple of years, Dad had the electric one. Did you ever see
that? Yeah, no, I had one of those. But there's a technique. I suppose if you watch a YouTube video, you could probably figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I'm lazy. I just want it done right. I hate to waste.
Right.
And I love turkey sandwiches. Very keto. The sandwich isn't, but turkey, lettuce, you can, you know.
So you bring them to turkey today, and then they get
They're going to deep fry it tomorrow and carve it.
I got you.
So it'll be ready for pickup. They just want it in custody. They want
in custody.
In their custody today.
We had a guy come pick up a winter sheet earlier, and he worked at KFC.
Yeah.
And he was talking about what he was doing with his. He was going to barbecue it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have the right kind of grill, you can do that.
I wonder where you can buy deep-fried turkey breast. Can you?
I don't know.
There are places that do it.
Yeah.
I just cannot remember one off the top of my head, but maybe somebody listening knows.
Tell us.
Yeah. 8:29 is the time. It's always a great time to shop at Brian Jewelry, but with the holiday coming up and you've got that special person on your list, I cannot sing the praises of Lynn Bryan enough for all that she's done for the Boudels over the years, from our engagement bands and wedding rings and this beautiful thing that I have in my fourth finger there, to the merchandise that Janelle's ring arrived yesterday. She picked it off the Brian Jewelry website and sent me a text, and this is on the one-year anniversary of everything going south for Goose last year.
Yeah.
Let's see. It is gorgeous, and she can't wait to work tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Nice. It really is. It's got a small diamond on each side of a. I don't know how to describe it. It's on there. She found it on the website. This is the third item, including a necklace and some surprise earrings for Christmas. Lynn and Kenny and that great team at Brian Jewelry, they're great at taking people who are panicked for that perfect gift and calming them down, learning about the person they're shopping for, making suggestions. And don't forget, when you walk in the door, to your left, it's War Eagle. To your right, it's Roll Tide. Showcases stuff with great merchandise that celebrates the greatest rivalry in sports. Can't go wrong with a football fan. So stop by and see them at 1778 East Main in Prattville. Join their club at BrianJewelry.com before you go in and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's going to be a warm day, a trouble-free day. if you have a lot to do today. Weather is not going to be an issue. With a high temperature today making it into the mid-70s, not bad at the end of November. With a sun and cloud mix, probably more clouds than sun today. And we're dry. But tonight, risk of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the overnight hours. Mostly after most folks have gone to bed. Overnight low 61. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the morning, and let's say midday-ish. But then by early afternoon, the showers are shifting into southeast Alabama, and it's all over. Some of the storms could be on the strong side, especially across western Alabama. Tomorrow's high 73. Tomorrow night's low 47. Then on Thanksgiving, still a nice forecast. Lots of sunshine, high around 67. I think Friday, Black Friday, is good, too, with a good bit of sun. Temperatures in the low 70s on Friday. We'll be in the mid-70s on Saturday. That's Iron Bowl Day. And right now, with a storm system approaching, I think probably the game is mostly dry. I mean, there could be some rogue showers here and there. But I think the main activity with that weekend storm system arrives Saturday night, and some of those storms could be severe. Right now, this morning, we have east winds at 5 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies and 50. It's 8:31.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I forget the statistics on the number of people who are going to be driving, but it's just incredible. Who are going to be on the road, going to, and then there's two storm systems crossing the country. Some people are going to be dealing with slippery roads and snow and ice in some cases. Not here, but elsewhere. Let's hope you don't have an accident during your time over the holidays. Take it easy. But let me suggest if you do, Montgomery Paint and Body is ready to serve you anytime. They are thorough. They are meticulous. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you're involved in an accident. It could be you're in a parking lot situation. You get a scrape or a dent, you know. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire crew at Montgomery Paint and Body are meticulous, and they're going to take care of you, your car. And they're also going to fix the damage you don't see, the damage behind the panel, the damage under the chassis. And they work well with the insurance company, and they always have. Well, that's why they've been in business for 35 years. That's why I've been a customer for more than three decades. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Wreck with a W is the phone number. That's easy to remember. 27 Wreck with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, and they are the people that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, we'll let the Traffic Dungeon come back with today's good news.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with another update. We are light as far as traffic around the city right now. The boulevard has some congestion at some of the lights, especially from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. We have no accidents to report anywhere. I think a lot of people have taken off early for the holiday, even though it's only Tuesday. Traffic has been very light all morning. Please use caution. We will keep you updated if anything pops up you need to know about. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The law enforcement community is remembering Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams. A vigil was held last night in Hainville. The 18-year-old accused of shooting and killing Sheriff Williams made his first court appearance Monday. He is being held without bond. Remains believed to be Anaya Blanchard's were found Monday in Macon County. Investigators are combing through a wooded area on County Road 2 near Highway 80. Auburn police have not said what specific information led them to this area. And the Chilton County Sheriff's Office is searching for two escaped inmates. Joseph Edwards and Landon Gunter escaped sometime Sunday night. They were spotted in South Alabama with a stolen car. If you have any information about their whereabouts, call 911. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Marguerite's, first time ever, a pre-Thanksgiving blowout. We're going to have doorbusters, tons of doorbusters. $29 stud pearl earrings, $99 diamond stud earrings, our baby diamond cross. Everyone loves it at $299. Well, forget about it, $99, limit of 50 of them. That's it, $99, baby diamond cross. Unbelievable doorbusters, diamonds 60% off, watches 49% off, all bands 49%. Everything has a doorbuster price, everything. Layaway available till Christmas, thank you.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Heart of the cocktail seems to flow. Gin tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo. Don't be the drink, watch what you drink. Don't be the dork, don't pop the cork. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel. Don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a buddy. Don't drink and drive. If you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Heart pumping up, tail seems to blow. Don't drive away, don't swear the plate. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo gold. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a... Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will mend your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive,
don't take the wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
We're going to time travel back to 2017. A homeless guy in South Carolina returned a family's lost backpack. A guy named Ben Williams found it. He was addicted to drugs at that point in his life and pretty desperate, but he still wanted to do the right thing. So he rode his bike and walked 7 miles to return the backpack. Shortly after that, he ended up getting arrested for drugs, was headed to jail. But the family he helped found out about it and volunteered to sponsor him. And because of that, instead of going to jail, a judge sent him to rehab.
That's good.
He just graduated that program 2 years. You know, seriously... For somebody who's really badly addicted to alcohol or any other drug, because alcohol is a drug, and oddly enough, we drink it when we're depressed, and it's a depressant.
Right.
Which is like pouring fire on, or gasoline
kerosene?
On a fire.
It's like pouring
kerosene
fire
on a gasoline fire. Yeah. it takes about that kind of effort for somebody
couple of years.
Who is on the street. Yeah. He says the whole thing has been like a rebirth. He's excited about his future. His next goal is to become an addiction recovery coach so he can pay it forward and help other people.
That's great. That's a good story. I like that.
You know, I've so often thought about that. In fact, remember when we put on Q and I was... They took me off the afternoon on the old AM station, 1170?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huntington has an adult continuing education program, and they called and said, go here. We will cover your tuition in exchange for some ads about the program. Huh. So I signed up, enrolled, had my transcripts sent, all that stuff. There's only one class from college that did not translate to today. And I could have finished in 18 months and gotten my degree. I wanted to finish. I already had enough hours for a communications degree, but I could have become a counselor. I really, really thought that would be a great thing to do.
You came close, but then you couldn't do it.
No, they picked up an FM and decided we're going to talk with that one. So guess what? You're back on in the afternoon now.
I got you.
Surprise, surprise.
All right.
So here I am. I still think I could be helpful. I have been. Because the people that were really effective in getting me to get it straight were people that had been there. You know, they knew the psychology aspect of it. But people who have had to walk that path are really effective. Because you can't fool.
I can imagine, because you've been down that road. Yeah.
My clinic is open now at 272-9228.
You're about to pardon those turkeys up there.
Thank goodness.
Bread and butter.
They look a little bit, what the gobble gobble. What's going on here?
Yeah, I've got all Thanksgiving random facts for tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
And we'll talk about the tradition of pardoning turkeys.
It is 8:42. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is an amazing company that every day re-empower somebody who has got a break we don't even like to think could happen to us, but it happens almost every day somewhere in Alabama or the southeastern United States where people leading a totally normal life, they're T-boned in a wreck, they're in the hospital, in traction, and facing a long-term recovery at home. Gulf States Mobility is the company that goes to that home and makes everything safely accessible so that risk is reduced to as close to zero as possible when people resume their rehabilitation out of a hospital or a therapeutic clinic. They also, because it's a workshop and everything requires a customized approach, including motorized equipment, they can invent whatever's needed for the situation. That's what they've been doing for a long, long time. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson. In the time I've been in Alabama, they have introduced the VIM vehicle, which is a voice command technology vehicle, which has allowed people who were told by a doctor you'll never be able to drive again to regain that independence that comes with living the schedule of your life on your terms. It's so important to the mental aspect of recovery. Their number is 514-6590. I always ask, please do it. Visit them on Facebook and like them. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. 8:43.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update. We are light as far as traffic around the city right now. The boulevard has some congestion at some of the lights, especially from Atlanta Highway over to I-85. We have no accidents to report anywhere. I think a lot of people have taken off early for the holiday, even though it's only Tuesday. Traffic has been very light all morning. Please use caution. We will keep you updated if anything pops up you need to know about. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon now at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Folks, the original Smokehouse Pit Barbecue is back. A River Region institution since 1990, the Smokehouse is back with the original recipes you grew up with. Hand-pulled pork, chicken, turkey, ribs and wings, all smoked over five hickory pits. Our famous baked beans, potato salad, and banana pudding are made fresh daily from the original recipes. Enjoy our full bar with 8 beers on tap. Open Tuesday through Saturday, same great location, Main Street in Millbrook.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Perhaps you're not as stupid and crazy as I always tell people you are.
I just found those under stupid in our sound files, so I thought...
They're awfully hot.
Yeah.
I
did not put those in. Those were put in by a good friend who helped me when I first got here.
What?
So, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean...
You have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. The dumbest of the dumb. And I have those stories right here.
How convenient.
Right here.
Huh.
Right about here.
It's here. Right here. Right, yep, right there.
Yep.
That's, right here. Right here.
Today's Morning Maroon nominees have been canceled because I am the Morning Maroon. I just had them, for crying out loud. How could they just get up and walk out the door? Tell a joke, Rich.
Here they are.
Oh. I was going to say, I can't even come up with a dumb one.
All right. We have this. We see this with T-shirts more often than we do with bumper stickers. But a 50, guess what state?
Probably Florida.
Yeah, probably Florida.
I'll go with Florida.
Largo, Florida.
Largo. Where's
where
that?
Sergio Ferreira was arrested after being pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving, featured on the bumper sticker of his car, a bumper sticker that says "Don't drink and drive."
Yeah. Okay, that's ironic.
He,
don't you think?
Instead, you know, usually when they pull over, any policeman that does traffic will tell you, I had two beers. That's like the standard answer from somebody you know is a lot. This guy, though, give him credit, he admitted he had 4 18 to 20 ounce cans of Busch Light. Still got arrested for DUI in spite of his honesty. This is not the way for a family argument to end. 27-year-old guy named Brett Brzezinski from Blakely, Pennsylvania. He and his girlfriend were picking up his 20-year-old sister, Brianna Brzezinski, from work. Mm-hmm. Somehow, she got into an argument with her brother, who was going to get to sit in the front seat, and his girlfriend, and it got so physical that the girlfriend was hanging out the car window. When police noticed it while the car got caught up in a little bit of a traffic slowdown, they were followed, pulled over, and the brother and sister arrested and charged with assault and resisting arrest because when the police came to talk to them, they started kicking and punching. The young girl, the 20-year-old, she's a victim, and she's filed a restraining order against all of the Brzezinskis.
Well, they're going to have a rough Thanksgiving, I can tell you that.
Right? I would not want to have a seat at the Brzezinski table.
Uh-uh.
And then another Florida person called 911 this past Saturday to report a dead body in her driveway. So the police came out to investigate and eventually figured out she was the one that killed the dead body that she found in her driveway.
Well, it was nice of her to call, though.
Yeah, you know, so you think that was a half-hearted attempt to
make an amend? Body out there.
So, dumbest of the dumb.
I don't know, bumper sticker guy or
that's certainly
or the,
highly hypocritical, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think, Jay? Who gets this?
I don't know about the bumper sticker thing.
The 911 phone call or the
that one is usually the one. I usually go after the 911ers.
Yeah.
Only for the fact that it's.
Hey, I've got this dead body here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that's your master plan to avoid being caught.
If I call, they're not going to suspect me.
You know, yes, they look exactly. Exactly. I got to give it to her.
What an imbecile.
I'm brilliant.
851.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. You can count on our highly trained, drug-tested, and background-checked employees. Experience the Dixie difference for yourself. Visit calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
It's the Thanksgiving week sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off selected Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated pre-lit lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guide gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving week sale at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughn Road.
Pre-Thanksgiving blowout at Margaret's is on. Never before. It ends Wednesday night. That's it. Before Thanksgiving, we have Bolo bracelets, Diamond of the Art bracelets, $149. Normally, tons more money. Diamond by the Art necklaces, $199. Floating diamond pearl necklaces, $99. No, forget about that. $49. Pearl studs, $29. Diamonds, 60% off. All watches, 49%. Everything has a blowout price. Everything. Everything's available on layaway till Christmas. Everything 14 karat. Never done this before. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You gotta blame the idiot that labeled that cart, and I am that idiot.
You are an idiot!
Well, if this thing doesn't work out for us, there's a $40,000 full-time dog-sitting gig available.
$40,000 dog-sitting?
Yeah, this, of course, this isn't here, it's in Britain.
Oh.
A couple there have a pair of golden retrievers named Milo and Oscar.
Hey, Pooch.
They're both business executives who have to travel internationally, and the posting says the dog caretaker will need to perform some housekeeping duties and will be required to work Monday through Friday, some weekends, for $40,000 a year.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. It is 8:55, and we're going to visit with our buddy Randy Burkhalter.
Hey.
The man who learned all those farming techniques from the pilgrims, the original pilgrim.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Hey. We're good. How are you, Randy? Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same to y'all. Yeah. we won't talk on Thursday. We got to get all our sayings in here on Tuesday.
Yep. Are you have you got special Black Friday stuff going on?
You know, I guess you could say we do. We've got, of course, all our regular stuff. But, you know, we start thinking about buying gifts for folks. And the feed store doesn't necessarily pop in your head. But we do have a lot of unique gifts that you can't find.
This is true.
You know, there's a person that on your gift list that likes to do outdoor things. We have plenty of things for that. Sprayers, if they're a yard person, all kind of gardening.
Cool tools. You got that thing that you step on to if you like to plant bulbs?
Yeah, we got those.
It makes it so much easier. Just step on it, twist it, done.
A person plants a small garden. One of the, I don't know if you've seen them, Greg. It's an Earthway push planter. That, man, those things work great. And, you know, they'll put seeds out in a row. So, great for a garden.
Every time I walk into my yard, I see my weather vane, my wind.
Yeah.
I love that thing. I've had that for a couple of years now.
It's
decorative.
Birdhouses.
If a person on your gift list is a pet lover, we definitely have a lot of pet-oriented stuff.
Bird seed.
A hunter, if there's a hunter in your family, we've got these. There's a company out of Mississippi called Sportsman's Condo. And, man, they make a nice one of these, what they call shooting houses, hunting houses, that the hunters can get in. They're black, they stay warm, and keep you out of the weather. Man, those things are nice. We have plenty of those.
So why not consider a really unique idea, Prattville Farm Center? What are your Thanksgiving weekend hours, Randy?
Well, we're going to be here definitely tomorrow. Mm. And then we'll be off Thursday, Thanksgiving, or at least a half a day. No, I'm kidding. I had my employees listening, and they gave me a dirty look. We'll be off for Thanksgiving. Well, we'll be back Friday. We'll be back Friday, Saturday, normal.
All righty.
Have a nice Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah. Take care, my friend.
Take care.
Y'all have a good
one. You too. All right, a couple of minutes before night. By the way, we did solve a mystery.
Oh?
The asparagus aroma thing. Yeah. It is not somebody or something that everybody experiences.
Huh.
In fact, 58% of men, 61% of women were unable to detect an odor after eating asparagus and then no odor later. So we've covered it all today. Thank God it's 9 o'clock. I couldn't jam another thing in here, except Joey.
Maybe another scream.
Grabbing a seat.
Hello.
Hey, Joey.
What's your big plan today?
Oh, you know, we're going to cover the history.
You're wearing those ridiculous headphones.
Yeah, I know.
They take the cool right out of you.
Well, don't they remind you of something, though?
Me. Last week when mine went missing and I had to wear them. Remind me of what?
Look like they're
just look at them. It's like a Rorschach test.
Looks like they're made from a Mattel.
Like childhood. Do you want to be a radio DJ?
That's right.
What was that, Mr. DJ?
Well, I guess there was a Mr. Microphone. And right, by the way, those are still sold at Target.
Is that right?
Somebody sent me a clip, yeah.
Hey, good looking. What you doing later?
Well, what's the first thing you're going to say when you have your own radio station, right? Mm-hmm. Huh?
Right.
That's what you got
to
say.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
No, the parade of Senate candidates continues at 11 o'clock. We'll have Tommy Tuberville in studio.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
How about that? That's pretty cool.
Now I understand the color scheme for today.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's iron.